Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
O Wondrous Type, O Vision Fair, by Dr. Carol Geisler, based on the hymn of the same title found on page 413 in the Lutheran Service Book for Sunday, February 2nd, 2020. The hymn says, O Wondrous Type, O Vision Fair, of glory that the church may share, which Christ upon the mountain shows, where brighter than the sun he glows. With Moses and Elijah nigh, the incarnate Lord holds converse high, and from the cloud the Holy One bears record to the only Son. Have you ever wondered what heaven will be like? We know we'll be in the presence of God, at home with the Lord, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Do you imagine streets of gold, jeweled walls, as the heavenly city is described in the book of Revelation? Or maybe you think of heaven in terms of paradise, a lush green garden, a place to walk with God as Adam and Eve once did in Eden. Our hymn points us to another vision fair of eternity. It points to Him who is both the way and the goal, both the aim and the end. This vision is a wondrous type, that is, a glimpse into the future, or as a filmgoer might say, a preview of a coming attraction. Not long before he entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, Jesus took three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, up to a high mountain. There, the Lord, who took on human flesh for the sake of our salvation, briefly clothed himself in the divine majesty that is his from all eternity. His face shone like the sun. His clothing became like white light. The prophets, Moses and Elijah, already enjoying eternal rest, they appeared beside the glorified Savior. Together, the three held converse high as they discussed His departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. See Luke chapter 9, verse 31. I would have liked to listen in on that conversation as the Lord Jesus and his faithful prophets spoke of his departure, that is, his exodus, his coming death, resurrection, and ascension. Yet I don't really need to know all that was said on that mountain, because this vision fair of Jesus in his exalted glory gives you a glimpse of what lies ahead for each of us, of the glory that the church may share. Washed clean from our sins in the blood of the Lamb, we, by God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, we follow as he leads us out of sin's slavery in an exodus into the promised land of eternal life in his presence. The glorious vision was not quite finished. From a bright cloud, the voice of God the Father bore witness to his Son in words we are privileged to hear. He said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The terrified disciples fell face down on the ground until Jesus came and touched them. Then, no doubt to their great relief, they saw no one but Jesus only. This was the Jesus they knew and loved. This is the Jesus that you know, that I know and love. The Savior that we follow until our exodus comes and we finally see him face to face. We pray. Lord of majesty and might, help us by your Spirit to listen to you, to follow you faithfully until we see, until we share for all eternity the glory that you have won for us. Amen.